Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area will continue until they die out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, the rain chances actually get quite a bit better as a frontal system enters the state and moves southward. I mean, some towns will get skipped. They'll be random, but showers and storms will be plentiful. Highs in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas. Worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. over 90%, way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, are gone. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Now, welcome to Happy Hour on Inside 93.1 FM, WACV. The Thursday Mishpucha has gathered. My name is Snots. I'm the, I guess, the big cheese. Joey's here. So's the much beloved Glory.
And here they are.
That would be Terry Adam.
Please clap.
Hi, Snots.
How you doing? I see you're getting in your white clothing before Labor Day's here and gone.
I don't think it's the shirt that's the problem. It's... What was it, that jacket that she hated? Oh, it was the black corduroy. Not supposed to wear that after during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Inappropriate.
People still wear black corduroy?
Well, it's not a thick... heavy corduroy jacket. It's a very light.
Oh, okay.
And I made the mistake of wearing it after Memorial Day or something and caught holy hell for it.
Oh, boy.
That's not a summertime jacket.
No, it's not acceptable here in the river region.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, whatever.
How's everybody today?
I'm fine. How are you, Terry?
I'm here. Tired.
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate.
Just can't sleep anymore.
What's the What is causing your sleep distress? I'm curious.
I have no idea. Just sleeping about 2 hours a night. If that.
Ooh. Have you ever tried any of the CBD products?
No. No.
They've helped me a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Have you heard your name? Yeah, they interact with stuff that's already in your body. In fact, last night I slept so well, I didn't want to get up this morning.
Wow.
But I'm also not feeling good.
I can tell.
So.
Yeah, you weren't real. You were a little peaked last night at Barnhouse.
And sadly so, because we had a nice turnout last night. A
bunch of people there.
Luther and his hot 70s girlfriend. It was great to see them and the whole gang last night. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was lovely.
And then Wednesday next week, we are celebrating 14 years of afternoon radio here.
Wow.
That's amazing. Mind-boggling to me that much time has passed.
Wow.
Even more mind-boggling that it's passed as quickly as it has.
It's flown by.
Later on, we'll talk to Brad McDonald. Let me give you my official stock market finale. Dow was up a little bit.
Yay.
S&P down just a point. So no great movement one way or the other. So I guess the inverted yield curve did not lead to a big panic on Wall Street today. Another red herring from the owners of the country. As Carmel
are pushing for a recession, aren't they?
I never thought I'd see the day.
It's unbelievable.
They care so little about the average American that they wish a recession so they can get back or regain control of a system they've infested over many decades.
Well said. Well said.
Really. They're like termites, man. They just keep boring and boring and then...
Yep.
And they don't want to give it up.
Nope.
And Trump is still finding people, embedded people who have been...
Traitors.
Leakers. Traitors, really, yeah. Not interested in doing it. Their loyalty is not to the flag or to the citizens. It's to their agenda.
Amen.
And that's what drives them. And that's what's scary about them.
It is. I agree.
But I don't want to talk about that.
Nah, it's happy.
How about a nice reading from FDR's funeral train?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Do that.
Are you up to that?
I'm not really in the mood for learning today.
Hi, Janet.
Hi there. I just have a really quick question, and is it me or is it you? So I live in Prattville, and I came to Montgomery today, and they have the new signs up, the electronic sign that, you know, flashes if there's a wreck and stuff, but this is about the new law that goes into effect in September about moving over out of the left lane.
Yeah,
right?
Left lane bandit law, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the problem I have is the graphic shows you moving over to the left lane.
Whoops.
And, you know, it's got a big X, and then it's up there now. I just saw it just a few minutes ago.
I don't know what this is about. Tell me what this is about.
You know, they passed that law where you can't ride loiter in the left lane.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Because that's supposed to be passing only.
Yeah,
but the graphic that we have up now in Montgomery that's flashing up, telling everybody the law, shows you moving over to the left, and it's just, I mean, you know, it probably means don't go over there, but it looks like it's telling you to go to the left, you know.
So we're not supposed to use the left lane on what?
Unless you're passing.
Well, unless you're passing.
No, we're talking multi-lanes here.
Yeah, you know. Big trucks get over there and hog the road, you know, and stuff like that. And when you're traveling, or any time you're in the city, it's just annoying for somebody to stay in the left lane.
Yep.
Especially if they're going like 40, you know.
Yep.
But anyways, I just wanted to know if anybody else saw the graphic and thought.
I think need to ask Block A, because Jeff Blake, he watches those cameras, so he knows those signs.
Uh-huh.
We'll ask him.
Yeah, well, it's probably me. So I guess it's not you, it's me. So that's my little contribution for today. Y'all have a good one, okay?
And you see this on an electronic billboard or something?
Yeah, out on the interstate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. It's right on 82. You know, it gives you a warning about something else that I didn't read. And I just looked at this one, and I'm like, what are they trying to say? So the next time I saw it on the next electronic sign, I read it. And it's the law, move over, which is good, right?
Yeah.
But it has an X, and it shows an arrow moving to the left.
It doesn't surprise me.
Well, I would love to know who proofread that little
I don't know, but I'll try to get a picture, okay, on my way home. I'm at a doctor's appointment, and I'll try to get a picture of it. I will. I'll try not to have a wreck, but, and I won't be in the left lane, but I'll try to get it, okay? Cool.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank y'all. I really love your show.
And we love you. Well, let's see. Where did we leave off yesterday in the book? Recapping from the first page.
Mm-hmm.
Good Friday, 1945.
The Magellan is making its way.
That's the train.
Around tight bends. I remember that part.
Hissing to a stop in the tiny hamlet of Warm Springs, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the citizens of Warm Springs were shocked.
Shocked.
At FDR's,
I'm shocked. Shocked.
They said at FDR's pale and gaunt condition. His specially rigged car, he was put into that, and he drove off like the speed demon he was, and et cetera. Now, what's happening on this this weekend is that in addition to enjoying the springs, getting away from the stresses of D.C. as the war is winding down, he is having his portrait painted by an artist named Shumanoff.
Shumanoff.
We also learn in the last chapter, last couple of pages, about the relationship that, that FDR had, in fact, had an affair with Lucy Rutherford Mercer,
mm-hmm.
and that Eleanor found out about it. And Eleanor cut FDR off the whoopee train at that point. There was no more. That was it. Separate bedrooms, the whole nine. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, well, we have calls, so we'll come back to.
Thank God.
Here's Joel.
Hey, what I think he might see, and I haven't seen it, so it might not be, but, you know, it's also a law that if somebody's pulled off on the side of the road with state troopers, you're supposed to get over to the left-hand side and not stay in that lane and endanger the state trooper or the deputy or the...
Right, right.
And I think that's probably what the sign says.
Hmm. Hmm.
And not about the driving in the left-hand lane.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll find
that,
out.
That's all like, hey, and I did that for you, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Keep from reading too much.
But I'll do what I can. I mean, you're on the phone. I'm right here in front of him, and he just gave me a nasty look.
What did he say?
Yeah. No, he's with me on the reading.
Hey,
oh, you don't like the book?
I would love to read the book. I would love to hear you read it if you read it without having to stop and stop and stop. And Joey could go down to the snack bar while you read for about an hour.
I'm just trying to stretch the soup. If I read a couple of paragraphs of this every day, I'll have it finished in a year. So that's locked in programming for at least the next 12 months.
And then you're going to start on the Bible, New Testament, or the Old Testament?
I can't read the print.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all have a great day.
All right.
When Dex is reading glasses, he'll be fine.
They're a little schmutzy, aren't they? Faith.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I was going to tell you about that sign. I just went through Montgomery and saw it.
Oh.
It does have the little arrow pointing you to move over to the left, but if you notice up at the top, it has blue, red, and yellow, which means if any of those lights are flashing on the side of the road, you move over to give them clearance.
Okay.
So it's basically emergency-type vehicles. You got to get out of their way, and then you get back in the right lane, or you will get caught with the new law, the left lane.
At least once a week, as I'm driving home, I see an ambulance.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I got passed by one the other day on 85. By the time I got to Taylor Road, I had caught up to him. I'm thinking, what's the advantage of being in this ambulance? I'm going the speed limit, and I got to the same point he did in the same amount of time. And I thought, man, if I'm in the back of that ambulance and I'm, you know, ready to cack, I'm not feeling too good about my chances.
No.
Because we still have idiots that can't hear the siren, can't see the flashing lights.
Or just don't care.
And just sit there in the way.
Cack.
Right.
Cack.
And they also, you know, the tow drivers that are getting hit on the side of the road as they're loading cars, as well as up in Birmingham, mm-hmm. we've had some officers that have gotten hit while they're dealing with something on the side of the road as well.
Happens a lot.
Yep, and that's what that's about.
Cool.
Well, thank you for the insight, Faith.
You're welcome. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
Cool.
There are women that listen to this show.
Yeah.
It's interesting what...
Quite a few.
Inspires them to call, though.
And we learned yesterday, isn't that how you met your lovely wife?
Well, that was on a music station.
Yeah, but it's still you.
Yeah.
Talking on the radio.
We were brought together by wholesale caskets at Costco.
Speaking of FDR and the funeral, look at that. It all connects together.
Mm. See? Mm. It's topical. It's timely.
Synchronicity, man.
And it's hotter than Hades outside. You know what? And we're not going to see a break for a bit. That's what Rich tells us. In the meantime, if your system is working continuously to keep your house cool, it deserves a little help. And the way you can help it, the way we're going to help it at our house, is to get real insulation in there. Something that seals the heat out. Not just something that fills up grooves in an attic, but something that keeps the heat on one side and lowers the temperature on the inside. If you can get your attic temperature down 40 or 50 degrees with Master Foam, that means your system doesn't have to work as hard, therefore your electric costs come down, and it's a product that pays for itself.
Makes sense.
Also extends the life of your system because it doesn't have to work so continuously during this wretched summer heat. So call Wade Cannon at Master Foam and get an estimate on having your home insulated with this amazing product that is the ultimate insulator. 802-FOAM is the number. 802-F-O-A-M for Wade Cannon at Master Foam. Learn more online at master-foam.com.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's not quite famous end of summer sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Nobody does spicy chicken like Wendy's. So all hail the queen of spice.
All hail the queen.
And the return of Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets. That's right.
Bring them back, bring them back.
You asked and now they're back. Which means you don't have to settle for those knockoffs anymore. These are the real deal. So hurry into Wendy's now and satisfy your spicy craving with the original spicy nuggets.
Bring them back.
Get a free 6-piece and taste the spice that started it all when you mobile order through the Wendy's app. We got you.
For a limited time only. Mobile purchase required.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Hey, remember the housing crash in 2008? I had good times in that house. I wonder who lives in it now. Stupid banks.
And welcome back to Happy Hour. On this Talk 93.1 FM.
What you rustling through over there, sir?
I'm looking for my steroids.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, how do you administer your steroids? Syringe direct?
You're going to do that.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to have to give you a shot and you're glued again.
That's how they used to do it on the Oakland A's back in the Jose Canseco days.
Okay.
Yeah, they used to.
I mean, we've gotten pretty close over these last 8 years, but I would rather not have to do that again. Yeah.
Let me be real clear. We're not doing that. We're just joking around, as men often do.
Okay, good.
About silly.
Wait, jokes? Jokes on the radio? Sarcasm?
Sarcasm. I love sarcasm.
You gotta stop it with your sardonic wit, Mr. Boodle.
Snots.
What?
Was that the steroid in an inhaler?
I actually don't know what that was. But
we'll let it be a surprise.
We'll see how the afternoon goes, shall we?
No, don't tell me.
I'm really not sure. You know, we have this very limited amount of time, so we really just will go back to the book. Another reading from FDR's funeral train. Now, where are we going here?
I feel like that character in Monty Python. Get on with it!
Remember, we talked about how divorce was very rare in those days.
You also mentioned Eleanor's...
cut him off.
...lesbian proclivities.
Yeah. I mean, pretty graphic love letters. I've read them. Let's see. Okay, let's talk about Rutherford.
Rutherford.
Okay.
The mistress. Can we have the...
We need the turtle sex thing.
No, we need the crackling fire.
Hold on, I need to... All right, I'm ready.
Perfect time. Sounds like bacon food.
On April 7th, Shumanoff, the portraitist, set off from her home in the Long Island suburb of Locust Valley. Detoured into Manhattan to fetch her assistant, Nicholas Robbins, and then began the long drive to Aiken, South Carolina, where Rutherford waited for them to pick her up. When the three finally rendezvoused with FDR in Greenville, a tiny town 9 miles from Warm Springs, Shumanoff had been driving for 3 days.
Wow.
She had helmed her big white Cadillac convertible, its fuel tank topped off despite the strict gasoline rationing. This, too, is apparently some of Lucy's alchemy at work. The night of April 9th, FDR settled Shumanoff and Rutherford in one of the intimate guest cottages near his own, the little white clapboard house known as the Little White House. Shumanoff would begin her first sketches of the president the next morning. The 1943 Oval Office sitting that Shumanoff had painted had been shoehorned into the frenetic affairs of state, but not at Warm Springs.
Not there.
The painter would have more time. Although Roosevelt did some work during the first day at his retreat, his schedule had consisted mainly of late risings, early bedtimes, and long afternoon drives in the big open Packard that the train had hauled down from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
In all, Shuminov would have 3 days to start over her easel. No, to stare over her easel at the face of FDR. Interestingly, they brought the car on the train, just kind of like they carry all that stuff in the belly of Air Force One.
Right.
Get off.
Can I do one more?
Sure, please. Get off of my plane.
Sorry.
On that first night of her stay, as Roosevelt mixed his beloved cocktails, he was well known, by the way, as a martini shaker. Shumatov was struck by the figure of Laura Polly Delano, FDR's unmarried cousin who lived alone.
Get out and start your day.
Fine line.
FDR's unmarried cousin who lived alone with her championship dachshunds in a Tudor-style mansion in Hyde Park, New York. With her silk pajamas, jingling bracelets, and bright blue hair, the 59-year-old spinster strutted about the room like an exotic waterfowl. The painter was not exaggerating. FDR's son Elliot described his aunt as a sprite no more than 4'9" tall, with parchment skin and purple hair, her fingers heavy with rings. Well, the more I read this, the more I want to keep reading.
Keep going. You're on a roll.
Polly, the family's grand dame and gadfly, approved of everything about Franklin except for one thing, his wife. She had never considered Eleanor a suitable match for his sparkling personality and seldom failed to find ways of indicating as much. Ooh, catty, isn't it?
When she didn't like Eleanor's boyish wit.
Polly's efforts to bedevil Eleanor took such forms as plying the grown Roosevelt boys with liquor while their mother watched uneasily. Polly's behavior had been heartless. She had to have known that Eleanor had lost both a father and a brother to alcoholism.
Wow.
And there's a page break there, so we'll stop.
Wow. Boozing up the boys.
Yeah. So, you see how this is all setting up? And I didn't know about this Polly that really didn't think Eleanor was the right match for FDR.
Yeah.
But evidence supports that FDR didn't think Eleanor was a worthy match for FDR, so.
Well, she appealed to his mind, right?
Sam.
Gregory.
Yes, sir.
Man, I hate that you're under the weather. And I do. I swear, through the speakers, I do feel your pain. I hope you feel better soon.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. And I just called and beat up on you a little bit.
Sure.
I was going to ask you, did the station change format? This whole reading the book thing, it just caught me off guard. I was trying to cut the grass and listen to the station yesterday, and I realized I was in pain, physical pain. And it just it felt like I was watching a loved one slip away. Like this, something was terribly wrong, and I just called in to voice my concern. And I don't understand what's happening. Hello?
No, I'm just...
Okay, well, listen, there's three of you sitting up in there, right?
No,
well, you got
not.
Some makings right there for a good dice game. You know, break out the rocks. Let's get some click-clack going. Something. I love you.
I prefer pick-up sticks. I like that.
Oh, man. No.
Sick individual.
I'm sharing history.
Yeah, sharing history. All right, well, listen. I remember when we had to take my grandfather's driver's license away because, you know, he was, you know, dementia. And I see that coming for Greg. They're going to come for your license, man. You keep this up, that FCC license. They're going to get it.
I'm dying. I'm just saying,
rest, relaxation.
Well, and Sam, I think we have room up here to install a shuffleboard.
Oh, hey.
It's a great game. I've played it myself.
Listen, I do have a bona fide sticks question. I'm saving until I see Greg in person. That yes, absolutely. It goes way back to my junior high days and something. But the point of it
is there a point, Sam?
I'm that get together on Wednesday for the big 14th anniversary. 14th. Yeah.
I won't be there.
Oh, you won't be there?
No.
Oh, monkey!
What's going on, senior Chris?
Dirty word. All right, listen.
That'll be broadcast to me while I'm having tapioca dribble off my lower lip at the nursing home.
Touche. Right on, man. Yeah. You know what?
And the nursing day, home I live has.
I'm just having some fun. All I have right. to beat up on you a little bit, but I do. I enjoy 93.1.
Don't worry, Sam. I can take a joke.
There you go. Well, anyways, my mother still got a crush on you. She thinks you just, you know, you're the bee's knees.
It's your mother.
Bee's knees.
Listen, the sooner you hang up on me, the sooner I'll hush.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen,
learn that.
Gentlemen, I'll talk to y'all later. How about that? Bye.
Would it have been rude to ask how old his mother was?
I don't see why not.
Hello, Barbara.
Good afternoon. I love this show ordinarily. I hope pray that you get to feeling much better, but I do want to warn you, if your throat is bothering you, really don't need to be talking that much reading out of a book. I would rather hear toast than bacon frying and this book reading. You got too many L.A. stories that you can tell that are fantastic.
I think...
And I'm begging Clint and Red Top and Miss Pine Level and all them other people that call to please call and talk to you.
Wow. I didn't realize there was this much.
Yes.
I was trying to warn you.
Should we call it resistance?
Yes.
This is the resistance.
Definitely. Resistance.
Resistance Barbara. Okay.
I love this show. Like I said, I love listening to you talk, but not reading a book. I'm not interested in FDR. He's long gone, thank goodness. I hope you do get to feeling better. I am so sorry that you feel bad, but maybe by the weekend you'll feel better, and Monday you'll be back to your old self.
Thank you, Barbara. All I'm really trying to do is share the rich tapestry of history. Of a very significant American figure and the proximity to us here in Montgomery.
It's okay. I mean, we can keep reading the book if you like, Greg.
No, I'll just...
Real is gone.
I'll just go back to the home tonight and wait for the
do you want me to,
house dog to come around and lick the tapioca off my pants.
You get a little tired at night. Would you like me to de-shell your pistachios for you?
I don't like to show off my money, but I buy shelled pistachios at Costco.
Wow. Who knew?
I don't want to do this anymore. Everybody hates me.
That's not true. Did you hear all the love in the middle of that criticism?
No. Not really.
Well, we know Sam's mother loves you. Or she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to take a moment before we visit it's 3:39 already?
Yeah, oh, sir. Yeah, time
I may
flies.
Suck, but man, the time is really ripping by. Wow. Here at 3:40, Rich's forecast, local news, all that coming up. Quick cigarette downstairs, and then we'll be back. Lewis Lawn. Great local business.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2019, the year that Lewis Lawn has expanded. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy for them. They acquired additional property and now have built a huge showroom so they can not only show you all the products they carry, but they've added to their product line, putting tractor mowers into the mix for the first time at Lewis Lawn, in addition to the Zero Turns and other great products. I'm a two-time Toro.
Wow.
Man, at Lewis Lawn. And I love the product. The first mower, that first Toro, is 11 years old and still works. Well, you had to maintain, because at the end of every mowing season, we take it back because they have a full service department. Anything you buy there will get service there. So professionals love Lewis Lawn for that reason, because they're never down. And then when you need your product repaired or serviced, they can take care of it. So your warranty card actually means something. You get great service from the nice team at the counter and their new addition, Hannah, who's a wonderful young lady and a good friend. And, of course, Jenny, the Lewis is the family, they're just fantastic people. So when you have a need, remember the place that carries all the steel products, Toro, Exmark, Shindawa, and more. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. You can reach them at 244-9191, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. All right, let's see how the road's going.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and our traffic looks pretty good for this time of the day. It's very busy on the boulevard, especially on the south side. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we are still up at a speed limit ride on both I-85 and on I-65, and there's no big issues on the 31s. There's a lot of traffic out there, so just be careful and watch the cars around you. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in a murder investigation. 35-year-old Douglas Keith Scarborough is charged with murder in the shooting death of 72-year-old Jerry Scarborough. That's his father. The shooting happened near the intersection of Highway 82 and County Road 101. And Alabama News Network held its second annual Putts for Paws golf tournament today. It took place over at Emerald Mountain Golf Club. The event is used to raise money for the Elmore County Humane Society. Construction will soon be underway for Screws Park on Atlanta Highway in Montgomery at the site of the old Screws Armory. The park will have a walking trail, pavilion, and green space. It'll also have a road and bridge connecting it to the ball fields behind Goodwin Middle School. City leaders say a second entry is needed to improve safety at the ball fields. The project should be completed in the next 3 months. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area will continue until they die out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, the rain chances actually get quite a bit better as a frontal system enters the state and moves southward. I mean, some towns will get skipped. They'll be random, but showers and storms will be plentiful. Highs in the low to mid-90s, lows at night in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly.
Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings, and then some. Like $40 off your choice of a DeWalt 12-volt max drill or 12-volt max impact driver featuring DeWalt's all-new 12-volt battery platform, now just $99. And whether updating properties or building new homes, save $10 on a Harbor Breeze Centerville 42-inch ceiling fan with light kit, now $49.98. Whatever job you're taking on, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 8/25, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a pretty weak group. And, of course, the left is going berserk because Sean Spicer's in it. You know, they haven't gotten around to putting everybody that has a connection to Donald Trump into a camp yet, so all they're going to be talking about. Now, I'm wondering, can you look something up for me?
Mm-hmm.
I posted this on Facebook today, and it's from Socrates.
Who's Socrates?
See, there's a statue of Socrates. Look at, he wore a flip-flop, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I have
a cool guy. And a dress.
The it was the first toga party outfit.
Toga.
When the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the losers. And it's attributed to Socrates, but now somebody, Cecilia Baggett says, won't let me share, pops up that Socrates never said that.
Who cares? It's well said.
But look who says this below, right below it. The boss. Mr. Butters says, it's true no matter who said it. And that's why I'm not going to take it down.
I mean, there's all sorts of sides, fact-checking sites, saying that's not true, that Socrates said it, but Socrates. But it is true. Yep. But I have to say,
that's what's going on now, because now we're down, you know, when all the other hoaxes and everything else failed, even with full media cooperation now, well, we'll just go with the white supremacist and all this garbage.
Now, I will have to say, though, if that's the standard, I see a lot of losers just yelling at one another online.
Yeah. I don't engage that. Did you see the picture of the bass with two mouths?
Whoa.
Isn't that freaky?
Uh-huh.
That's a mutant fish.
Yeah, it is. Oh, with two mouths.
Yeah, look at that. Well, I'm Lake Champlain.
That gives you twice the chance to catch him. Increases your odds.
But you wonder, do both mouths connect to the digestive tract of the trout?
I wonder if he has two sets of fans.
I don't know if I'd want
to
eat
this guy. By Ray, he says Democrats will try to register it twice. Why not? Cute picture of Canadian service dogs and blah, 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 blah. Weather. That's, I don't even know what to post anymore.
Well, what was the dog thing?
All right, so here's what we worked out on FDR's funeral train, since apparently everybody hates it. I'm going to read the book at home, and then I'm going to do a fireside book report.
Okay. About, I like that, a bacon sizzling book report.
About what I learned from reading it.
Okay.
That way, you won't have to sit here and listen to sizzling bacon and stories about Lucy Murder Rutherford and Motherboard, whatever her name was, and we won't just waste your time. Since people think that it not only sucks as radio, but it's indicative that I am deteriorating or declining as a host. And I do feel that way. I think I am declining. But it can't be helped. Did I tell you that I resubscribed to Dick Morris? Remember little Dicky we used to play his...
No, yeah, yeah.
Is this a column or is this a video? I think we should welcome him back. About why the Dems want a recession. And they do. And they've got full media cooperation in trying to make it happen. I already signed up. Get that off my page. Let's see if we can get little Dicky to play here. It's only 2 minutes long.
Have you heard your name?
Oh, come on now.
At 3:52. Come on. Yeah, I know. That's the system. You watch the arrow spin.
Wow, I've never seen the triangle.
No, that's new.
Oh. It's captivating in a strange kind of way.
Before you do that, Greg, I think you should answer the call on line one here.
Uh-oh. It's the Swami. Mommy.
Yeah, I'm not calling to scold you. I'm calling to praise you. I think it's very interesting.
Wow.
The book?
Awesome.
Just anything you say is interesting. It's far and above anything anybody gets anywhere, baby. Thanks. And I do love to hear about Roosevelt, particularly since we've been up there and saw the house. And I think it's fascinating.
I do, too.
I do. I really do. And I have. I told you when we went there, but I enjoy it.
When you're you realize that the entirety of the world's attention was directed to that little house on April 12th, 1945.
Absolutely. Nothing befitting a president at all.
No.
Just a little farmhouse. It wasn't even a farmhouse, but no, I enjoy hearing about it, quite frankly. So, you know, you can put my vote in the other corner.
Well,
of that.
I will, Mom, but, you know, then the people that hate it are going to call up and say, well, that's your mother. She's biased.
Well, I am biased, of course.
But
you know I do tell you if I don't like something, so.
This is true. You're the most honest Swami on the planet, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. I do let you have it sometimes.
You
but
do.
It was interesting. We're in the car and riding, and it's a very interesting ride.
Do you like the sizzling bacon in the background?
Yes, I did. You know, for a while I couldn't figure out. I thought it was in the car.
Oh.
I said, what's going on? I thought this new car, something was breaking down already.
Uh-oh.
Well, thank you, Swami.
I enjoyed it, darling, and I wish you would go home and go to bed and stay in bed for a day or so.
Yep.
Yeah, I did kind of say that to the guys here during the last break. I should have.
I think so.
Staying home.
Get the good old Vicks out, like Mommy told you.
Yeah.
And grease up, put on a T-shirt, and get under the covers and snuggle and watch TV.
There you go.
Or listen to the radio.
Wise words.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, honey bun.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
The Swami has spoken. South.
Hey, I've enjoyed the little fireside chat ratings you did, but that's not the reason I'm calling.
Oh.
We're missing a dog. I know you have a lot of listeners down here in the Raymer and Grady area.
Yes.
And my mom's companion, Daisy, little border collie, brown and white, she jumped out of her pilot. She was driving about 4 miles up to Raymer to the Dollar General, and we're out canvassing the area trying to look for her right now, so I thought I'd just kind of pass it on. And if you don't mind, I'll put a picture on Facebook and send it over to your page, if that's all right.
You won't be able to post it on my page, but if you tag me, I'll get the tag notification, and I'll post it. We've had pretty good luck helping people reconnect with dogs.
I know you have. That's the reason I'm going to do it. So I sure appreciate it, Greg. I've enjoyed your show.
I appreciate it, and thank you for the good words. Hey, listen to this, boys. Patty says, I like the book reading. Patty L.
Patty L.
How about Serena?
How about
These
her?
These are women.
Yes, yeah. They are.
I absolutely look forward to hearing you read every afternoon, says Serena.
So you should do what you want, Greg.
No, I'm confused.
You've got to be a leader here. I know you're under the weather. I know you're not feeling your best.
No.
But you got to make a decision here. You got to lead this audience. So it's up to you whether or not you want to continue with the book.
Captain, my captain.
Indeed.
We await your command, sir.
I'll have to think. Well, look, we've already finished the first hour of the show, so let's see what 4 o'clock brings. But thank you for the words of encouragement, everybody. I really appreciate it. 357. When this is something I've tried to help my daughter establish now that she's a homeowner, and that's places in Florida that are trustworthy sources for service.
Yeah, it's important.
Whether it's for her car or for her home or whatever, and she's done very well. If you currently in your home don't have a go-to place for your heating, AC, and plumbing needs, hook up with Clark's. They not only hire the most talented people on the planet to take care of their heating, AC, and plumbing customers, but they have to meet an exceptional standard of, well, after passing a very thorough background check, of customer service. When you're a Clark's Club member, you can count on priority service, urgent care, if you will, if something goes wrong. In weather like this, it's dangerous to be in a house that has no AC, much less uncomfortable. So reach out, call 277-2125, and buy that membership. For $159, you get 2 annual tune-ups. That guarantee a priority service because you become part of the Clark's family. And then when you need them, you're going to be working with the most experienced and talented people in their professions, period. You can learn more at clarkcomfort.com, but I say make the call, 277-2125. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's, Alabama certification number 99004. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, okay, so Greg, this is English teacher Brenda, who has big kids, okay? I teach 17-year-olds. They love to be read to. You know what we don't have enough in the world?
What?
Imagination. And you know what happens when people read aloud and others listen? They can imagine being there. So you've got to read. Your kids want to hear it today.
Well said.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's right.
Even when you don't want to read, I'm tired. I mean, I have class after class. I'm like, oh, gosh. I don't want to read this. Even my in-laws want to hear, Brenda, you read this. Read this. They'll pull the newspaper out. Read this to us. We want to hear it. So it's just something about the your voice is so soothing. I know you don't feel well today. Stick a cough drop in and just read for the masses.
Thank you, Brenda.
All right.
I
hope you feel better.
Well, remember, if it comes to it, it's your decision.
You make me sound like I'm planning my estate.
I didn't bring that up. I'm sorry that your mind's in that